Welcome to Meditation for Me, on behalf of the Asha Kula Foundation. My name is Greg Pinto. Meditation for Me 1. This is a guided meditation of 10 minutes duration. This is the first in the series of guided meditations aimed at the beginner, but of benefit to all meditators. In the previous recordings, we talked about the benefits of meditation and about establishing a place and a posture for your meditation. So let us begin with our first guided meditation. At the end of 10 minutes, there will be 3 gongs. These signal the end of the meditation. Let us begin. Position your body so that you are comfortable for meditation. Whether you are sitting in an upright chair, upon the floor, or on some form of meditation cushion, ensure your back is straight, that you're sitting upright, and that your weight is borne across all parts of your body, so that you feel supported and balanced physically. If you are sitting on a chair, ideally your feet are flat on the floor, feet together, your arms resting on your thighs or cupped in your waist. Your eyes are closed, and your chin is slightly lifted. And your tongue is resting in the bottom of your mouth. If you are sitting on a cushion, then your legs are crossed, but without strain in your knees or in your ankles. Again, your hands and the weight of your arms borne either upon your thighs or cupped in your waist. And a strong triangle is formed between your back, up to your shoulders, and down to your hands, with the weight of your head evenly borne atop. Adopt your position now. Make slight shifts, adjustments, as required. During the course of this guided meditation, I'm going to ask you to bring your attention to different parts of your body and to ask yourself the question, am I comfortable? Let us begin that now. We'll start at the top with our head. Does my head feel comfortable? I don't mean what's inside your head. This is not about your thoughts at this stage. We will get on to that in subsequent meditations. Your forehead should be smooth. You're not concentrating and frowning. Your eyebrows are relaxed. Your eyelids free from wrinkles. This means that you are not screwing your eyes tightly shut. You want to maintain a relaxed demeanor. Bring your attention to your mouth being slightly closed, lips touching. Feel the sensation of your top lip and in contact with your lower lip. Be aware of your tongue resting in your bottom of your mouth, not pressed against your lower teeth, not touching the roof of your mouth. And you are breathing steadily in and exhaling out through your nose. Bring your attention now to your breathing. In through your nose, exhaling out through your nose, mouth remaining lightly closed. If there is tension within the body, you may find that your breathing feels labored. Take deeper breaths. Make a more concentrated effort of inhaling, increasing the volume of air that you bring in, and releasing through the nose. For the count of two. In for two. Out for two. Feel the body calm. Feel the body relax. Let your breathing relax with it. Bring your attention to your shoulders, to your upper back, to your neck. Are they free from tension? If you need to slightly roll them backwards, do so. Be aware of them and then let them rest. Held by your arms, supporting them. Your back is straight. Be aware that you're not letting your spine start to curve, or that you are slumping back in your seat. Bring the attention to your back. Make slight adjustments, straightening your back if need be. Be aware of your thighs, of your knees, and of your lower legs. If you're sitting on the floor on a cushion, you may have a slight pressure where your ankles are crossed. Again, ensure this is not distracting. Make slight adjustments, easing your feet, shifting the weight slightly. Scanning through your body in this way, you are able to make adjustments. Bring greater awareness of the body. Feel a sense of balance, of stillness within the body, and a calmness, as though the body is in a resting state.